Blog Talk Radio.
Hujumbo. Hamjumbo. This is Mama Makita here. Been a long time, but very excited about getting back online with Kiswahili. Thanks to our host, Afro Man Kids Space and the Protectors, and our new partnership, the Hip Hop Cats. Very exciting agenda this year. We're going to be learning Kiswahili, basic Kiswahili, along with the history of Africa, the history of Swahili land, but more importantly, to introduce you to the concept of hip-hop edutainment. We will be teaching our children basic math, science, counting, and most importantly, they will learn a new language by way of hip-hop. I would like to bring you up to date, since we have not been on the air for over a year. I would like to bring you up to date on what's been taking place. It's been a very good year, 2014, starting with our host, Brother Kofi Johnson. He is the entrepreneur and president of Afro Man Kids Space. For a year and a half, Brother Kofi and I, at the same time, every Saturday, conducted basic Kiswahili. Brother Kofi was my primary student, and I'm very happy to have introduced the language of Kiswahili to my friend. The bad part of it is that we had to go off the air because Brother Kofi made a transition, and that transition is a wonderful transition because our brother is now a resident of Ghana. He will not be able to call in as a co-host on our show on a regular basis because of the expense involved. However, I am so honored to be able to chair our Saturday programming. This is going to be an academy. In Swahili, we call it a shule. This is our 30-minute Saturday school. It is an advantage for any homeschooler to introduce your child to Afrocentric programming, as well as an opportunity to introduce them to another language. All the children in America from every other race is bilingual. The only race of children in the United States that are not bilingual are our black children. I am so honored to introduce the language of Kiswahili to our community and be one of the premier people of making sure that our children embrace the beautiful concept of language, becoming bilingual, and learning indigenous language from Africa, Kiswahili. Back to Brother Kofi, who is in Ghana. I want to spend a little time speaking of all the efforts that this brother has done. A lot of times you do not understand that we have to kind of evolve as lone soldiers in this here movement to bring programming, entertainment, even education to our children because of lack of funding and because of lack of popularity. Well, 2015 is a new day. It is time to celebrate your blackness. It is time to embrace the concept of who we are. There are many things that we're going to introduce to you in this here 30-minute segment. We're going to talk about red, black, and green. I know a lot of people have heard of red, black, and green. But do you know what red, black, and green means? We're going to talk about hip-hop and its role in education with our children. We're going to focus a little bit on history. And we're going to work on our basic Kiswahili. Brother Kofi is also heavily involved in a project that is coming out in June. He is being sponsored by the comedian Eddie Griffin. And the focus of their initiative is trafficking, human trafficking. A religious campaign is going on to get funding to make sure that this program and this movie comes out in June. I don't have the information in front of me, so I don't exactly remember the name, but I will make sure I have all that information next week. Make sure you visit the website, AfroManKidsSpace.com. That is one of our primary websites. On that website, I will post weekly lessons on Kiswahili and any news pertinent to our children in the areas of hip-hop or education. Also on that website, you will be able to directly donate to our initiative to make sure that this movie comes out in June. It is a PayPal button on the website. If you're very interested in helping support our initiative, if you're a conscious person and you want to make sure that our children are educated in a proper way, we need your support. Make sure you visit the website, again, Afro Man Kids. Another website that I would like to bring to your attention is ninapindakiswahili.webs.com. Nina Pinda means I love you in Kiswahili. It is spelled N-I-A, Nina Pinda, P-E-N-D-A, Kiswahili, K-I-S-W-H-A-L-I.com. Nina Pinda, Kiswahili.webs.com. The reason that website is important, that website was created 2 years ago by one of our comrades in Tanzania, a young man named Imani. It is a website that we will use for many learning tools. Much of the brief introduction to Kiswahili that I will speak up today, you can go on that website, and that's where it will be reinforced. There's study tools, and I'll also post study tools as well on AfroManKidsSpace.com. Nina Pinda Kiswahili, the website, will go in conjunction with the learning tools and workbooks that I will be using. One of the primary workbooks that I will be using, which you can also purchase, that comes along with a workbook and several discs. It is an opportunity for you to not only read, to speak, but to also hear Kiswahili. And learning as an American, it is key for us to understand. It's one thing to understand a language, but the most difficult is speaking. So the best way to understand how to embrace Kiswahili is begin to just listen. Even if you don't understand, just start listening. Eventually, some of the little words that you're learning will jump out, and you'll be so happy when all the dots match. We also have a website that I'll remind you of later where we post numerous videos produced in Kiswahili. We're honored to embrace a group of young men, over 20 young men in Tanzania, all natives of Kiswahili and all members of hip-hop. We have embraced them under the umbrella of hip-hop edutainment, and they will have posted numerous rap songs in the language of Kiswahili, and it is truly awesome. It is my goal to make sure that you're not intimidated by the language, and I promise you within 3 months you will be speaking at least basic Kiswahili, and that means by way of introduction and also being able to count. Now I would also like to introduce our other partner, Mr. William Maxson. Mr. Maxson is my unsung hero. This brother is a true comrade. He has also brought to us some new characters, the hip-hop cats. I'm sitting here looking at the story of the hip-hop cats and the K-9 crew, and a lot of these characters have come and evolved on our show, on our Saturday show. I will be working with some young children in the community, having them identify themselves with members of the hip-hop cats, and we will make these gentlemen and these hip-hop cats become a reality. It is our goal with the collaboration of Ndugu, which is brother Kofi, and Ndugu William, that we come together, and we will actually have an animated video that you can look at and see characters that look like you, that represent you, that dress like you, on film. And if everything goes well, eventually we'll have contests, and some of our participants, our youth participants, can eventually be in some of these featured documentaries and films as well. That said and done, I would like to devote the remainder of the time to begin our introduction to Kiswahili. I would like to say that I'm in the middle of some denture work. I am a 66-year-old elder, and unfortunately I'm having some dental work done. Some of the teeth in the front of my mouth are missing, and at first I was saying, I can't go on a radio show, but I know you all are flow with me. So if it seems like I'm stuttering or may get stuck on a word or so, trust and believe. That means this mouth is not working the way I want it to. But we'll get it. We'll struggle through this. We're all beginners, and we will learn together. With that said and done, I have already used some words that you're not familiar with. I refer to our brother Kofi as Ndugu and our brother William as Ndugu. Ndugu means brother. Don't worry about how to spell it, when to use it, or anything. Right now, just get comfortable with the sound. With that said and done, we're going to have our first exercise. This is going to be a vocabulary warm-up. These are very, very common terms used in the world of Kiswahili. You've heard them before. Now I'm going to introduce you to a dialogue that we're going to practice this dialogue and this vocabulary probably for the next 3 weeks until you get it comfortable enough, and we can actually greet each other in the first 5 minutes in Kiswahili. You don't have to worry about the verb tense right now, how to spell anything. Just get comfortable in the sound. I want to also let you know that a lot of people say "Hu Jumbo." You will hear some people say "Jumbo." When I greeted you today, I said "Ham Jumbo." I want to start with that. Greetings are extremely important whenever you introduce yourself to someone of another culture. That shows common courtesy, that you've taken the time to understand basically who they are. In the Swahili world, greetings are so important that it may take 5 minutes of greetings before you get to the purpose and why you're even meeting with that person today. You may ask them, how's their mother, how's their father, how's the family doing? This is common. And I'm going to have it where you're rolling with greetings, understanding the names of how to introduce yourself, how you ask how is the family, how is your brother, how is your mother, how is your mama. With that said and done, our first word that we're going to learn is karibu. Karibu. Karibu means welcome. I'm going to go through this whole exercise, and then I'll back up and explain each word as I go. Karibu, welcome. Habari gani, which is another common greeting. Habari gani means, how are you doing? Habari gani can also mean, how are things? In my world, as an American, habari gani is synonymous to mean, what's up? What's happening? So if you walk up to somebody, you can just simply say, habari gani. What's up? How are you doing? Again, first word, karibu, welcome. Second word, habari gani. Third word, hujambo. Hujambo means hi. Hujambo means how are you? In American terminology, hujambo can be replaced with greetings or simply hello. When you hear jumbo without the hujambo in front, that's perfectly okay. But I want the students of Mama Makita to understand that if you say jumbo, that's slang. Jumbo really means, it's translated to the word things or items. But a lot of people just, you say jumbo as slang. But I want you to know almost perfect Kiswahili so that whenever challenged, you will always understand basic Kiswahili. With that said and done, when you greet one person, you say, "Hu Jumbo." That's H-U Jumbo. Hu Jumbo means hi, how are you, greetings, or hello. The response is Si Jumbo, S-I Jumbo. That simply means I am fine. Again, this is the dialogue between two people introducing themselves and greeting themselves, not numerous people. Not to confuse you, when I said "Ham Jumbo," when I came on air, I said "Ham Jumbo" because I'm greeting more than one person. "Ham Jumbo," H-A-M, is what you say when you're saying hello, greetings, or welcome to to more than one person. So we will view that again, but right now just focus on who jumbo, the dialogue between yourself and another person. When you introduce yourself to that person and you want to know what's your name, you say, Gina Lako Ninani. That means, what's your name? Gina Lako Ninani. What's your name? Now, immediately you say, how do you spell that? And immediately you say, how do I remember that? Again, don't worry about that. Kiswahili is almost like learning lyrics or singing a song. Just repeat what you hear. We're going to back this up in tunes and sounds with the Hip Hop Cats and the Afro Men and the Protectors, coming up with little lyrics and rhymes where we'll make it easier. But for right now, just embrace the sound. Gina Lako Ninani. That means, what's your name? The person I'm talking to may respond and say, Gina Lako Ni Ali. Gina Lako Ni Kofi. Gina Lako Ni William. Gina Lako Ni Brenda. Myself, I would say, Gina Longu Ni Makita. The person that I introduce myself to can simply say, Sawa. Sawa means well or okay. You will often hear the word Sawa because Kiswahili people are not exactly wordy people. If they can find one word just to make an expression to say it all, they will. And Sawa is one of those words. That means okay, Sawa. Next, I may want to know, do you speak Swahili or do you speak English? Basically, you will say, Unasema Kiswahili. That means, do you speak Kiswahili? I may say, Unasema Kienzera. Now, also understand, I'm new, and this is my first stumble, and I'm going to let you know I struggle too. Kiingereza. 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 That means English. Unasema Kiingereza. I don't have my teacher here, my Mulima. She is a professor at Ohio State University. Mama Makita is a basic student too. But because I have my book in front of me, because every sound in Kiswahili is just like English, I looked at the word and I pronounced what I saw. It's Kiingereza. Kiingereza. Unasema Kiingereza. Do you speak English? Now, I'm going to check with some of my Kiswahili friends after this broadcast because I want to make sure that I pronounce that right. I don't know if anyone called in today. I don't think so, but if they did, you can correct me. But that's the only word that I'm struggling with right now. And Mama Makita is a very unique teacher. If I don't know something, I'm going to tell you. If I'm not sure it's not right, I'm going to tell you. But also, more importantly, once I find out the answer, you will be the first to know. Basically, there are three other words that I would like for you to know because we're running out of time. I know all this is sound like, wow, where do I begin? But don't worry, I'm going to repeat it all in the last 10 minutes. Remember the word Nzuri. Nzuri means good or fine. One word I know you've heard is Asante. Asante means thank you. Some people will say Asante Sana. Asante Sana means thank you very much. You will also hear Kwaheri. Kwaheri means goodbye. When I introduced this dialogue, I started with Karibu. Karibu means welcome. I gave you some introductions. One of the introductions was Habari Gani. Habari Gani translated means, how are you doing? How are things? In English, sometimes it would mean hello or simply greetings. You can also say Hujumbo. Hujumbo means hi. How are you? The response is Si Jumbo, which means I am fine. I want to introduce myself and know your name. I will say Gina Lock Ninani, which means, what is your name? The response would be, Jingo Ni Makita. My name is Makita. The response would be, okay. I would like to know if you speak Kiswahili. Unasema Kiswahili. Do you speak Swahili? Unasema Kiingereza. Do you speak English? The three responses that I want to overemphasize. If I ask, how are you doing? You can say Nzuri. Nzuri means good or fine. You can say Asana, which means thank you. After our brief introduction, you will close by saying Kwaheri, which means goodbye. I'm going to briefly go through this dialogue in Kiswahili. Just remember some of the things that you said. If you don't remember, remember that's okay. We have two websites that you can look at for reinforcement before next week's class. Also, I will again repeat them before we close. Karibu, habari gani, hujambo, si jambo, jina lako ni nani, jina lako ni Makita, sawa, unasema Kiswahili, unasema Kiingereza, Nzuri, Asante, Kwaheri. That is our lesson for today. Next week, we will repeat those greetings. There are two other greetings, well, one other greeting that is very important, and you will have covered the three basic greetings. You will often have heard the term uhaligani. Uhaligani. Uhaligani means, what is your condition, or how are you? The response can be salama, which is peaceful. Salama, peaceful. You may also ask the person, what is their condition, or how is their morning? You may say, habari za asubuhi. There's eight hours difference between where we live in America and Kiswahili land. In America, it may be habari asubuhi. It's afternoon in Kiswahili land. It would be habari za mchana, which is afternoon. Kiswahili land is comprised of Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Somalia, Eritrea, Djibouti, and numerous African countries that are on the border of East Africa, known as the Horn of Africa. Separating the Horn of Africa from the next continent, where there's Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and a lot of Middle Eastern countries, there's only one sea that separates that, and that's the Red Sea. Kiswahili is the trade language between the Middle Eastern countries and East Africa, and it is a language that is highly used now here in the United States by Middle Eastern people and immigrants from East Africa. And again, within 3 weeks, we as Africans born here in America will embrace this beautiful language of Kiswahili. Swahili is the language. Swahili land is the area, the countries that I named, and Kiswahili is the language. We are about to close. We have like 5 minutes. Is there anyone out there in Swahili land that would like to say something before I close? Are there any callers in? If there are no callers in, I would like to close by repeating our introduction. We started by learning greetings. There are three greetings: hujambo, habari gani, and uhaligani. Hujambo is how are you? The response is si jumbo, I am fine. Habari gani, what is the news, or what is your condition? Your response can be Nzuri, my condition is good. You can say habari gani, Lloyd, we're back up. Habari Ghani, what's the news? I want to stick with the same introduction. The response in Zuri, which is good. Uhali Ghani, the response is, and that's what is your condition? Again, all of these things are how are you? What is your condition? What's the news? And the response can be in Zuri, which is good. Salama, which is peaceful. I will often say Habari Za Asabui. That means how is your morning? Habari Za Familia, how is your family? Habari Za Yako, how are you? Habari Za Gioni, how is your evening? Habari Za Mchana, how is your morning? Again, the introductions that we learned were basic greetings and conversation between one individual and another. Eventually, we will change the prefixes on our words or verbs to understand how to speak to multiple people or more than one. I briefly mentioned our two new partners, Afro Man Kids Space. I mentioned Hip Hop Cats. I want to make sure that you go to our websites. Mama Makita's website is harambeacademy.org. harambeacademy.org. HARAMBEING. harambeacademy.org. Show some support for Brother William Maxson and the Hip Hop Cats and the K9 crew at Hip Hop Cats. KATZ is how you spell cats. The Hip Hop Cats.com. Make sure you visit AfroManKidSpace.com. That's very important. And show some support for Brother Kofi, who cannot come to us every week, but he will listen to our broadcast. Nina Kupinda, Brother Kofi, we love you. Thank you for your support. Hope all is well in Ghana. Thank you, Brother William Maxson, for your love and support with Hip Hop Cats. And my blessing and my will is someday that we will all walk the shores of Africa together, embrace Brother Kaffee in West Africa and Ghana, and eventually visit our village that we successfully developed in Tanzania, Harambe, Tanzania, led by our brother Ndugu Dlp. I'm rushing through some things because I'm looking at the time. I have 1 minute to sign out. This is Mama Makita, President and CEO of Harambe Academy, a beloved member of the UNIA, proud partners of Hip Hop Cats and Afro Man Kids Space. I want to say Kwaheri, which is goodbye. Thank you for your time, and hope that you would join us again next week. I briefly rushed through trying to cover as much as I could in this last 30 minutes. We'll make sure that our broadcast is run a little bit smoothly next week. Have some of our participants call in. Always remember Nina Kupinda, Mama loves you. This is Mama Makita, also known as Mwalima Fatu, your teacher, your host, your comrade, and your friend, Kwaheri.